This is Citizens Council Forum, America's number one public affairs program, where prominent Americans report to the nation on important issues. This week, the series of discussions is presented coast to coast by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation, with the cooperation of public-spirited broadcasters who share our belief that Americans must be informed to remain free. Now, from Washington, here is the producer of Citizens Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Citizens Council Forum. It's a pleasure to welcome back to the broadcast today Congressman John Bell Williams, Democrat from Mississippi. Congressman Williams, last week we were discussing a meeting held recently in Washington between governors of eight southern states and the congressional delegations from those states. And there was so much material to be covered that we had to kind of chop it in half, so it's good to have you back with us.
Thank you, Dick. We can't cover this in two programs. It would take a number of programs, a series of programs, I'm afraid, to cover the subject fully.
Because it is a very complex and involved subject.
Indeed it is.
The governors and congressional delegations of Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, North and South Carolina met recently in Washington. The subject was education, specifically the integration requirements being imposed by the United States Commissioner of Education in order for school districts in the Deep South to be eligible for the federal aid provided under recent legislation. Now, Congressman Williams, was there a unanimity of opinion that the requirements imposed by the Commissioner of Education were too severe?
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, there wasn't a dissenting voice heard among the entire group. Now, whether that meant that all of them concurred in the feeling, I really can't say, but I do know that no one raised a dissenting voice. Not only are these entirely too stringent, but in my opinion, and in the opinion of many informed people, they go far beyond the intent of the law itself. As a matter of fact, we feel that the Commission of Education, through the issuance of bureaucratic fiats in the form of regulations, is seeking to impose his own law, and in utter disregard of the limitations imposed upon his authority by the Congress of the United States. Let's take, for example, the Civil Rights Act of 1964, as vicious as that act is. It had a proviso in Title IV of the act, which is the Desegregation of Public Schools Act, that provided that nothing herein shall empower any official or court of the United States to issue any order seeking to achieve a racial balance in any school by requiring the transportation of pupils or students from one school to another or one school district to another, and otherwise enlarge the existing power of the court to ensure compliance with constitutional standards. Now, that was a specific limitation imposed by that act on the Commission of Education and the courts. But the Commission of Education has seen fit to take it upon himself to issue regulations and to make rules and laws, regulations having the effect of law, which go far beyond that limitation.
Well, as a matter of fact, he specified that at least four grades of every school must be desegregated by this fall, that the entire school system must be desegregated by 1967, including not only pupils, but the school bus routes and the faculties in the schools and so on and so forth.
Well, nothing in this act would imply that the Commission of Education would have such authority. Now, let's go to Title VI. That's a fund cutoff section of the Civil Rights Act. It starts out with Section 601 and says that no person in the United States shall, on the ground of race, color, or national origin, be excluded from participation in or denied the benefits of, or be subjected to discrimination under any program or activity receiving federal financial assistance. Now, that simply means that if local communities are discriminating on the basis of race, that, of course, on someone's determination, I presume a bureaucratic determination, because that's the way most of these things work, nonetheless, they would be subject to having their federal funds cut off. But there's no mention in this act of attempting to desegregate. Desegregation is not mentioned, and neither is the word integration mentioned.
The title of the section there is non-discrimination in federally assisted programs. I would interpret that as meaning that if a federal appropriation under the School Assistance Act came up to buy certain reference books for certain schools, it would be discriminatory, certainly, if the school district were to spend all the money and put all of the reference books in one school.
Well, of course, that's what it's directed at. And let's go to the Education Act, which is the Federal Aid Act that was passed in 1965. That has a proviso in there. Section 604 of that act says, and I'm reading directly now from the law itself, "Nothing contained in this act shall be construed to authorize any department, agency, officer, or employee of the United States to exercise any direction, supervision, or control over the curriculum, program of instruction, administration, or personnel of any educational institution or school system, over the selection of any library, resources, textbooks, or other printed or published instructional materials by any educational institution or school system." This is a prohibition against the very thing that the Commissioner of Education is seeking to do now, which is to exercise direction and control over the administration and personnel of our public school system through the use of his power to deny federal funds. Now,
yes, this seems quite clear. Doesn't this pose quite a dilemma to the local school boards throughout the South?
Oh, of course it does. I don't know what our people are going to do about these so-called compliance contracts. Personally, I have my own ideas about what I personally would do, but I do feel that a great majority of the people of the state of Mississippi, both white and colored, do not have any intention of permitting their children to be used as pawns in a sociological experiment based on the caprices of some bureaucrat here in Washington. We have a most difficult situation. We're going to have to decide whether we're going to accept these federal funds and knuckle under to federal supervision. But I certainly would consider long and carefully and prayerfully before I signed any binding agreement that would condemn my children to the type of school system that is envisioned by the Commissioner of Education. Dick, the people of Mississippi, like the people throughout the South, and I'm quite sure the rest of the country, are people who have a deep and abiding respect for law. The people of Mississippi, as the people in the rest of the country have done historically, accept the law when the law becomes the law in the regularly constituted constitutional fashion. We may disagree violently with whether it's constitutional. We may disagree violently and vehemently with its provisions. Now, recognizing that, the people of Mississippi, by the same token, have no intention, I am quite sure, of abiding by the dictatorial fiat of some appointed bureaucrat sitting behind a mahogany panel desk in Washington trying to tell them how to meet all of the problems that arise locally in their school systems. As a matter of fact, the Commissioner of Education has gone so far as to say, and incidentally we were hearing quite a bit about this several years ago, about how the orders of the courts were the law of the land, you remember? Well, now it seems that the Commissioner of Education passes judgment on whether he is going to accept the orders of the court in these school districts which have been ordered to be desegregated by order of the court. And there are numerous cases where the Commission of Education says, notwithstanding the orders of the court to the contrary, which do not go far enough in his opinion, he then issues orders to the local school boards as a condition for receiving federal aid that they agreed to go infinitely further than the court ever suggested that they go.
In other words, even where a federal court order for school desegregation has been issued in a school district, the Commissioner of Education has taken it upon himself to decide whether that court order goes far enough or whether it must be exceeded by the local district.
Dick, I think the only eventual answer to this is going to rest in one of two things, and perhaps in both. One, of course, is at the polls. The people of America are going to have to become sufficiently interested in this problem and aware of its great dangers so as to go to the polls and elect men and women who will return our system of government to the ancient bulwarks on which it was based, and that is recognizing the rights of the several states to order and control their own affairs within the constitutional limitations imposed therein. The other is a proposed constitutional amendment, which I have sponsored in the Congress and which numerous others have sponsored in varying forms. That amendment would remove from the federal government any jurisdiction or supervision or participation in whatsoever the operation of public schools in America.
Congressman Williams, in a concluding quick word, what do you feel would be the result if the Commissioner of Education's program were forced upon the people of the South?
I dare not venture a prediction on that. It is absolutely appalling to think of such a thing coming about.
Is it conceivable that it could destroy the public school systems?
Oh, I don't think that there's any question but that if his directives, put into action immediately and in accordance with his own terms, were to come about, that we could kiss our public school system goodbye as we know it today.
Congressman Williams, thank you very much for being with us today. Our guest on today's edition of Citizens Council Forum has been Congressman John Bell Williams, Democrat from Mississippi. Join us again next week at the same time when we'll be back with another program in your Citizens Council Forum series. Till then, Dick Morphew speaking coast to coast, saying thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.
Citizens Council Forum is dedicated to the preservation of our American tradition of freedom. If you agree that individual liberty and constitutional government must be preserved, if you want to do something positive and worthwhile to help protect our freedom, then we want to hear from you. Just write to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We'll be happy to send you, without obligation, literature showing how you can help. Address your card or letter to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. America's number one public affairs series is presented coast to coast each week by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation. Join us next week for another informative discussion and remind your friends to tune in. It's time to take a stand. By working together, we can and will safeguard our freedoms.